Welcome to the Arise All Is Well podcast, brought to you by Pastor Keith, Senior Pastor of Arise Church in Indianapolis. Each week, Pastor Keith shares a message of hope, faith, and truth from God's Word to help you walk boldly in your calling and know that with Christ, all things are possible. Whether you're listening on your morning drive, during your day, or winding down in the evening, we believe this time will encourage your spirit and refresh your soul. This is Arise, All Is Well. That's A-R-I-Z-E. Now let's dive into today's message.
Delivered, but still bound. One of the greatest miracles in Scripture is God bringing his people out of Egypt with a mighty hand. He broke the chains of Pharaoh. He parted the sea. He turned slaves into a nation. That's deliverance. But while God got them out of Egypt in one night, it took 40 years for Egypt to get out of them. They walked free in their bodies, but in their minds, they were still shackled to the memory of slavery. This is the tension many believers face. We shout over being delivered from sin, from toxic relationships, from addictions, but deep down, we wrestle with the residue of what we've been through. Egypt is a place, but Egypt also is a mindset. Egypt represents habits, cravings, and mentalities that don't line up with where God is taking you. If you're not careful, you'll leave Pharaoh's whip, but hear it cracking in your mind. You'll leave the chains, but still crave the onions and garlic of your past. God delivered Israel out of Egypt quickly, but had to spend a lifetime working Egypt out of them. Somebody here today knows what I'm talking about. Somebody here today has already crossed the Red Sea. God has delivered you from that job, from that relationship, from that addiction, from that hurt, from that shame. Yet you walk through the waters and the enemy said you'll never make it. But here you are alive, standing, praising God. But I come to tell you this morning, crossing over was only the beginning. You see, my brothers and sisters, Jesus, just because Pharaoh is behind you doesn't mean Pharaoh is out of you. Just because Egypt didn't kill you doesn't mean it didn't leave its mark in your mind, in your behavior, in your soul. That bondage can still whisper lies in your ear if you let it. Some of you have been delivered from bitterness, but bitterness is still delivering through you. Some of you have been delivered from fear, but fear still paralyzes your decision making. We have been delivered out of Egypt, but Egypt has to be delivered from us. God is going to show us how to finish the deliverance he started. Amen? Point number one, recognition. Know what Egypt is in your life. Exodus 16 and 3. Egypt is more than a place. It is a pattern of thinking, a way of living, of comfort in the midst of your captivity. Pharaoh's kingdom still resides in us. How do I know? It's our old sins, our old fears. You cannot move forward with identifying the chains that came with your freedom. Deliverance can happen in a moment, but transformation is a process. Look at your neighbor and say, process.
Process.
It's a process. Israel cried out for freedom. But when pressure came, they longed for Egypt's food rather than God's promise. What do you do when the pressures of life start weighing you down, start knocking on the door of your heart? Do you start remembering how good you had it in the past? Or you start living in the deliverance God has provided to you? Some of us here today know exactly what it feels like to be free on the outside, but still secretly fighting battles on the inside. You don't drink like you used to, but the cravings still whisper at midnight. You don't go back to that relationship, but the memories still play in your mind. You stop cussing people out, but the anger still boils just beneath the surface. God brought you out, but if you're honest, sometimes Egypt still shows up. If you're honest, your habits, your reactions, is still Egypt. It's still the old you that you thought was dead until you get mad, until you get angry. I guess I'm delivered, but I'm not transformed out that situation. Because I still want to react like I used to react. God brought you out, but if you're honest, your habits, your reactions, and you wonder, Lord, why am I still wrestling with this when you already delivered me? That's because deliverance takes you out of a place, but transformation takes the place out of you. I'm going to say that again. That's because deliverance takes you out of the place, but transformation takes the place out of you. Imagine being free from prison, walking out the gates, but taking the same chains that were with you on your wrist while you're outside and you're free. You may be outside, but inside you're still bound. You walked out of the prison, walked out of confinement, but you're still chained. You're still a slave to the thing that had you held in the first place. Yeah, you've been delivered, but you ain't set free. You're delivered, but you're still bound. Deliverance is just the first step. The second step is transformation. Look at your neighbor. Transformation. Okay, y'all got to wake up in here. All right, wake up, wake up, wake up. It's only a few of us, but we still going to praise them like it's 30,000, all right? Transformation. Look at your neighbor and say transformation.
Transformation.
There you go. Egypt is not just about geography. It's about dependency. The Israelites wanted Egypt's food because it was predictable. Freedom requires faith. Freedom requires faith. But bondage offers false comfort. So you're comfortable. Some of us are so comfortable because that's what we used to do. That's what we know. That's what I always resort to. But when you're truly free, I'm going to be uncomfortable. Don't confuse familiarity with fruitfulness. Just because you're used to it doesn't mean it's good for you. Egypt will feed you onions, but God has manna. Egypt will give you bricks, but God has a promise. Egypt will give you survival, but God has abundance. I'm tired of living in survival mode. Anybody tired of being in survival mode? God did not call me to be in survival mode. Survival mode is meant to be for a season. Why are you resting here like it's gonna last the rest of your life? I was not designed or created to stay surviving check to check, to stay in survival mode at this job. This job is not my supplier. They are just a resource. God is my source.
That's right.
Survival mode. I rebuke that devil. The devil is alive. The blood of Jesus. I am meant to have the cow, the heel, and everything else that God has called me to have. Amen? But you'll get in survival mode and think, this is how I'm supposed to live. This is how it's going to be until I die. Yes. That devil is still alive.
Yes.
Amen? And the truth ain't in it.
That's right. You better go ahead. Yeah.
You are meant to have the world and they that dwell therein. All right?
Yes.
Don't believe the hype. Deliverance is not just escape. It is transformation. God wants to burn the Egypt out of you. Burn the Egypt out of you. That means confession, surrender, willingness to let go. Willingness to let go. Some of us don't want to let go of our past. This is the way I've always done it. This is the way I'm always going to do it. I have to be willing to let go and give it to God. That means confession, surrender, and a willingness to let go. It's not enough to say I'm free if you are still practicing the old same ways in secret that you used to. Family, let's be real. God didn't just deliver us from Egypt so we can shout about freedom on Sunday and still hurt and still flirt with Pharaoh on Monday. Repentance is not just about a feeling. I'm feeling sorry. It's also about letting go and letting God in your house. Open your closet and throw out everything that smells like Egypt.
Wow.
I'm going to say that again. You have to let God in your house. Open your closet and throw out everything that smells like Egypt. Not just looks like Egypt. Not just sounds like Egypt. If it even smells like Egypt,
wow.
I got to let him throw it out.
Wow.
This old way of thinking, this old way of acting, this old lifestyle, these old habits, they cannot go with me into the promised land. I have to let go and give it to God. Some of us got saved, but we still cuss when we get angry. I still got Egypt on the inside. We got to face it today. We got to face this word. This I had to chew this word before I gave it to you. Amen? So I had to chew this word, so now you have to chew this word. Some of us are saved, but we still cuss when we get angry. It's still the Egypt coming out of us. Some of us got baptized. We went down in the water, but we still scroll through our phones to things we shouldn't when we know don't honor God. Some of us left the relationship behind, but in our quiet moments, we still rehearse the memories of what was. We still rehearse the memories of what could be. I know it's good because y'all stopped talking. See, my pastor always told me that it ain't about people shouting. It's when people get quiet that they chewing on the word. Some of us left relationships, but in our quiet moments, we rehearse the memories of what was. That's Egypt. Egypt doesn't just die when you cross the Red Sea. It dies when you surrender it to God.
Yes, thank you, God.
Thank you for joining us for the Arise, All Is Well podcast with Pastor Keith, Senior Pastor of Arise Church. Our prayer is that today's word has strengthened your faith and reminded you that in Jesus, all is truly well. We'd love for you to worship with us in person. Join us every Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. at 7001 Corporate Drive in Indianapolis. If you'd like to partner with us in ministry, you can give through Givelify or by texting Give to 833-702-5876. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast so you never miss an episode and share it with someone who needs encouragement today. Until next time, remember, with Christ, all is well.